Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act somebody.
Hat on,
hat on,
suit on,
suit on,
looking like a dapper don,
giving the microphone,
dress
like a $1 million,
diamond
things in his cuffs.
Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh,
yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Everybody, y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show.
I was talking with my wife, and she said something her father always used to tell her. Pop Bridges used to tell her all the time. Just because you can do something don't mean you should do it. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've had to learn that in my life. You know, just because you can do something does not necessarily mean you should do it. You know, I could tell people off oftentimes, but it don't mean I should do it. You know, I could go here and set the record straight a lot of times, but it don't mean I should do it. Well, I've learned a lot in that lesson, folks. And because I have a relationship with my Creator, what it's done is it's allowed me to learn even more how to stay still on a lot of issues that's troubling me. It's taught me over the years. I've learned it the hard way. I do want you to understand that. That sometimes it's better to be still. You know, sometimes it's better to just let God handle a situation. That's hard to say. And I know it's hard to say because we think as people, but if I do this, I would feel better. If I do this, they would know it's coming from me. If I do this, now they'll feel how I feel. See, but that's not always the best way, though, I've found in my life. See, sometimes you got to, like old people used to say, you got to let go and let God. Sometimes you got to do that. I'm going to tell you something, man. I learned a lot from my mother being a Sunday school teacher. But, you know, at the same time, when I was young, I thought she was just an old person just talking to me. I didn't get it. You know how you talked, you know, how your parents used to talk to you and you didn't get it. And they used to always say, well, wait till you have your own kids. You'll get it then. And sure enough, you got it then. Well, I'm the same way. I'm no different. You know, I don't have no different life than you. You know, I have no different upbringing than you. I don't have no different ways that I can live and you can't. You know, I got to live by the same laws of the land that you got to live by. I got to obey the principles of success. If I want to be successful, I got to bam. And, you know, and if I want to go to heaven, I got to do what God tell me to do as many times as I can. Now, you ain't going to get it all right, but he understand that. And I just get on with the best I can. But so many times, man, we get stuck. We get stuck right there, man. Worrying about, you know, how it's going to come across and what I'm, you know, I'm kind of going around here because I'm trying to find a way to tell you this, that, that, that you won't get twisted. The bottom line, you got to let go and let God. You have to allow him to do it his way. See, my way, I thought myself to a certain point. But to go further, I had to let God have it. You know, I found out I wasn't all that good a driver. I found out I wasn't all that good of a explorer with a map. I found out my compass skills was oftentimes a little bit off. I found out that my map reading skills wasn't what I thought it was. So I had to let go. I had to let God. And this situation that's troubling America right now, sometimes you got to let go and let God. And you got to understand that God works in mysterious ways. You know, and right, how often had I thought it was over for me? But what God was doing was he was teaching me a lesson. He was showing me something that I needed to know. He was allowing me to experience some things, but he didn't let me go under. You know how they say God will never put more on you than you can bear? He won't let you go under. But he did not say, you know, it's like the scripture that Bishop Ulmer taught me when I was going through that traumatic thing on the internet, man. It was really, really, man, trying to destroy what I had worked for and my family and this new life that God had presented me. And the devil is busy. The devil don't like to see you happy. So here he comes. He puts you under attack. And here comes the internet and everything, and my kids are suffering. But, you know, here comes God, though. See, God don't put more on you than you can bear. And Bishop Ulmer sent me a scripture. He sent me Isaiah 43:1-2. And in that scripture, it says to the effect that you can walk through the water, the rivers, and the water won't overcome you. But then it said you can walk through the fire and you will not get burned, nor will kindling set upon your clothing. I learned something very valuable that day. See, God sent me through something, but he was showing me something too. Now, he didn't do it. See, God didn't bring that calamity into my life, because in Isaiah 54:17, it says clearly that if anyone comes against you, it will not be my doing. But this is what he promised you when people come for you, though. See, and this is what I learned. That's why I have no fear of the people coming anymore. See, because I learned that. But God had to send me through a traumatic experience in order for me to learn that. See, you can't have a testimony without a test. You know what I'm saying? You can't learn nothing without a lesson. See, so what he did was he allowed that internet thing come across into my life, but he taught me something. And Isaiah 43:1-2 was, and you can walk through the fire and not get burned, nor will kindling set upon your clothing. So what that said to me was, even though you're trying to do me and there's fire all around me, I won't burn. But when it's over, kindling won't set upon your clothing. What that showed me was, and what it taught me was, not only will I walk through the fire and not get burned, but there will be no signs that I was ever in the fire. There's no signs of it. But now hold up though. Now, here go the part, though, that I had to learn. Even though you can walk through the fire, y'all, and even though you're being flames and scorching all around you, if you trust him, he ain't going to let you burn. But now hear what he did not say, though. He did not say that it was not going to be uncomfortably hot, wickedly hot in there. He ain't say that. He just said you won't burn. And when it's over, it won't be no kindling on your clothes. It won't be no signs that you was in the fire. See, what happened to me was after they tried to destroy me, let me show you what God did for me. Not only did they not accomplish what they set out to do, but when they was through with me though, when they was through throwing the gas and throwing the fire and throwing the hate and writing it and lying and creating all these names for themselves so it could look like more people was hating, when they got through with all that, look at me. Man, look what he did to me. Look what he did for me, because he taught me something that day. And I'm sharing it with you because God will do the same thing for you. But you got to trust him, though. You got to get in there and you got to let him do it. You got to let him handle it. So just like Pop Bridges taught my wife, Marjorie, just because you can do something don't mean you ought to do something. Yeah, you could go down there and straighten them out, but should you, though? Yeah, you can go down there and tell them off. Yeah, you can go down and stand up and make sure they know it's your voice that they're hearing. And you can get in their face and make a scene. But should you, though? or should you let go and let God? See, so before we run all out in the streets and somebody that we form in these groups and somebody go out there and do something crazy, let's hold tight. Now, I'm not saying don't go out there, but you got to watch who you go out there with. Because somebody crazy. You can go down there with peace in your heart. Somebody decide, I'm going to throw a brick through here and bust a window. Hold up, partner. Hold up. That ain't what we're down here doing. So, see, sometimes, man, you got to let go and you got to let God. You got to let God have a situation sometimes. And you get in there and do the things that he tell you to do. Now, faith without works is dead. Do we all understand that? Yes, we do. So you have to do something. You got to be willing to do something, but you got to do something smart, though. You got to do something that God would do. See, Bishop Omen taught me a lot. He had another book out and he said, knowing God's voice or something like that. I'm not sure the title, but I never really knew the definition of how do you know it's God's voice talking to you? Well, he clearly made a statement. God's voice has no sin in it. See, anything you're talking about, whenever you're talking about, I'm going to show him, I'm going to get him back, I'm going to write a letter and I'm going to tell him down at his job. If it's sin in it, God ain't in it. See, that's you now. God's voice has no sin in it. So when you say, God told me, be careful, because God ain't never told you to go do nothing wrong. That ain't what he told you. And I learned that too. It's a lot. So I'm just sharing today. I hope it helps somebody today get through a difficult time, because the show has helped me. And I'm just talking to myself now because I got another one I'm looking at. I'm dealing with it, though. I'm all good. Please.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, players, hustlers, mortals, and inmates, pastors, parishioners, officers, parolees, co-workers, guards, cafeteria employees.
Name important.
Oh, you got the name. Name cafeteria. Yeah. Maintenance. Lord Jesus, the postal workers. You have to mention postal workers because there's something wrong if you don't. Why? Because they bring the mail. What's in the mail that I want the most? A check. Welcome to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay.
That's the shout out.
And to the entire city. Of Atlanta, Georgia.
Lord Jesus.
The state of Georgia. And everybody that did not want the Patriots to win. That's our radio show for today. Thank y'all. See y'all tomorrow.
Thanks for listening.
We don't feel like doing this. Spit. Today.
Oh.
Because that was some spit last night.
Woo! It wasn't for a while, though.
Man.
It was good so, spit for a while.
So oh, crazy.
Man. We was in here partying, wasn't we?
Man, I had ice cream.
Where are y'all?
Chicken wings, fish tacos, cheese sticks.
Oh, you had a spread.
Guacamole. I told y'all to come on down here.
What were you eating again, Steve? What you had?
Ice cream first, though. I love it.
Fish taco.
Come on.
Ice cream, guacamole, spicy, and my.
You had your Super Bowl.
Tostitos.
Tostitos, like in the commercial?
Jerk chicken wing barbecue chicken.
Yeah.
Chicken sliders.
We had everything in here. Chicken and beef sliders. Chicken.
Mm-hmm. All that. What else was over there?
Oh, hot red salsa.
Yeah. Hot red salsa. Made a mistake and put that on one of the chicken tacos. Damn near messed my night up.
I know.
No. Right. Oh.
I had to go in the bathroom, get a washcloth.
Gather yourself.
Wash my mouth out. I couldn't get this stuff off my damn. We are broadcasting live all this week from the Cayman Isles.
Big. Doing it big.
Yeah.
Shirley and them are not here yet, but they're coming.
Oh, yeah.
Shirley Neal.
Oh, no. We'll be there.
Shirley Neal. That's Shirley and everybody else.
Yeah, you'll feel like saying everybody else.
Junior is here. We've been here. We pimped up. Chris Farrell is here.
Our engineer.
Equipment up. And the ignorant one is here. Who? The mouth of the South.
Oh, yes. We know.
Mississippi Monica.
Yeah.
Oh, Monica.
M.M.
The mouth of the South.
That's right.
Lord Jesus.
I gave her both those names.
How much this cost?
Where in your suite?
And how sweet it is.
How sweet it is.
What all this out here?
How are the fish tacos?
Miss H ain't here. Why you need all this?
You don't ever need it all.
Right. That's not the point.
Oh.
Quit touching stuff.
Just sit down somewhere.
Like my mom.
What is this? Ashtray. What?
Oh, God.
Who water all these flowers up here? Girl.
Get somewhere and sit down.
Well, how y'all feel today?
Ooh. Great. I feel good.
Wonderful, yeah. We just needed a field goal. That's it. The field goal.
But to win like that, I mean, to lose like that, I should say. It was
painful.
Yeah. Oh, well.
It was painful.
I know, man. My heart breaks for the Falcons. Because, yeah. Man, mm-hmm. To the man today, they sick, man. Yeah. They were sick last night.
Yeah, the coach.
That was a Matt horrible. Ryan. I mean, I felt so good. I just said, boy, look at him.
First three quarters.
Yeah, me and my they
boy,
dominated.
We said at halftime, we need two more touchdowns.
It was too much time for your boy.
Carla was Steve. There.
I was there, Steve.
Oh, you were at the game.
Yes, sir.
And Houston did an outstanding job. It was really, really good. But let me tell you this, Steve. During warm-ups for the Patriots, when they were out on the field, they played Nas, You Can Hate Me Now. They could care less.
They know.
I said, are they playing You Can Hate Me Now? They walked off the field back into the locker room. They showed every one of them faces just mean, you know, mean mugging.
Uh-huh.
You Can Hate Me Now. They know people were booing them when they took the field. They don't care.
So they know that they're the most hated team, and they don't care.
They don't care.
Well,
haters make you greater.
Tears in that stadium
Man,
last
I thought
night.
It was a home game.
Yeah, I thought it was a Patriots home game.
It was a lot, but it was a lot of Falcon fans there too. But
yeah, it was.
It was.
I think everyone
because I
in
sat
Atlanta
on the
went.
Falcon side of the game and the stadium, and it was crazy. As you can imagine, they were up 28-3.
I couldn't.
You know, they dominated winning the game. Yeah. So
to the third quarter.
Golly, what? They said, "What did Tom Brady say at halftime? What did he go in there and tell them?"
They said, Bill Belichick said, they were talking about it in the highlights, that he said 21 points is not enough to be beaten by.
Yeah.
So. Well,
Steve, it was crazy. All of the Atlanta celebrities.
When was they going to start chanting?
Oh, yeah, I saw.
You know.
CeeLo, Usher.
No.
Ludacris.
Now, I don't need to talk about cheating.
Push somebody out on the field. Get an extra tackle. Anything. We just need a field goal.
Well.
That's all we need.
Well.
This is over, Junior.
Yeah. Congratulations
well,
to the Patriots.
Yeah.
They played an outstanding game.
Yeah, they did. Got to give it to them. They are the world champs.
Got to give it to them.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Now, one thing about it, I've always liked Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I've always liked his style as a person. I like
he's a bad dressing. Boy.
Mm-hmm. He like is.
Old chick. Take care of his family. He don't be in no trouble.
And his mom has been ill all year.
Calling him all the time and sell out.
We'll be back at 34 after. It's still Black History Month.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Coming back. Coming up, I should say. We have some audio. A lot of the interviews from yesterday's Super Bowl game. It was a heartbreaker.
Soundbite.
Yeah, from Atlanta Falcons.
I ain't never seen nothing like that.
But the Patriots.
I've watched all 51 Super Bowls.
You've said that.
I've never missed a single one.
Really?
Yeah.
I've watched every last one of them. Mm. I've watched every championship football game since 1964. I watched that when the Browns beat the Baltimore Colts. That's the last time we had championship. Mm. I've never missed a Super Bowl in my life. That's an amazing thing.
Yes,
I saw
is.
1, 2, 3, 8, 9. I ain't never missed a Super Bowl.
Mm. 25, 38.
I watched
all of
Super Bowl
them.
Super Bowl 25, all Super Bowl 30.
This was the first one that went in overtime.
Man.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Man, that was crazy, man.
Yeah,
how
it
am I
was.
Going to strip club this weekend?
Because you lost all your money.
How you going to make it rain?
So, we have some sound coming up from the Super Bowl.
Come on.
How you feel?
Oh, no.
With your permission, come on, give me that green light.
How about that one?
Looking at your head and down.
All right. Super Bowl yesterday, Super Bowl 51.
This morning, y'all.
Steve said he's seen every single one. He was watching last night.
Who?
You, Steve, you said you've seen every Super Bowl.
I've seen every last one of them.
Mm-hmm. Falcons head coach Dan Quinn, a little heartbroken last night, needless to say. Take a listen.
Dan, you guys looked like you were well in control. What happened?
Well, for sure it hurts like hell. And our guys battled hard and made plays, you know. And we know how good and what they're capable of doing. And that's why you thought this game would come down at the end, and it did. Two good teams battling for it. So, you know, we knew what they were capable of as well.
What did they do that you guys couldn't stop?
Well, I don't know if it was one thing, you know, that obviously that would have taken place, but honestly, just making plays, Aaron. That was, you know, we got to tip our hat off to them, you know. We thought it was going to be about the ball, you know, it came down at the end. They had a turnover that was, you know, a key factor for sure, but for us, you know, wasn't one thing, you know, we could have done to, you know, to say this one thing we would do different, but.
He said not one thing they wouldn't do different.
What?
Meaning it was more than one thing, I think. Yeah.
I mean, you know, look, when you lose a game like that, it's nobody you can blame.
Yeah.
But, you know, the offense didn't score in the second half. No. The defense couldn't stop them in the second half. That's the football game. If you can't stop nobody and you can't score on nobody, you cannot win the football game. We can blame the coach for not getting pressure on Belichick. I mean, on Brady at the end. No rushes.
No pressure on Brady.
I'm just going to tell you what really happened. I think, man, this is just my opinion. You're free to have yours. They got out-coached.
I said that at the game.
Atlanta coaching staff did not make any adjustments. New England went in at halftime and came out with all adjustments.
Yeah.
Yeah. They adjusted to
me. You got to trick the trickle.
Yeah, you got to play till the end.
Pressure in the first half, no pressure in the second half.
Right.
So when you going to bring somebody?
Yeah.
You got to get Brady out that pocket.
Too comfortable?
They slammed it right out their ass. Nah.
All right.
Playing not to lose. You go out there and don't score and don't stop nobody. You figure I'm going to just do this the same way and hold on.
Ooh,
I hurt a little bit, man.
Yeah.
Atlanta Blues this morning.
You have any leftover chicken wings? We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann with today's headlines and our national news. And coming up right after this, we're going to hear from the man himself, the greatest quarterback of all times, Mr. Tom Brady.
He's a goat.
In the building. Yes, he is. I mean, you got to give it up to him.
Hey, hey.
What, Steve?
Let me tell you something, man. Dude is really the best quarterback.
Yeah.
Listen to me. It's been 51 Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. He's been in 7 of them. He's been the MVP 4 times. If you've been in seven of the 51 Super Bowls.
Right there.
Dog, he been in 15% of the game.
And
these is games that was going on before he was born.
Absolutely.
Right, when you do the math. Come on, Steve.
Only dude with a better record than him is me. I've seen all the Super Bowls. Now, I don't know when somebody going to have something for me. I'm the greatest Super Bowl fan of all time.
We'll hear from Tom Brady right after this. And all right, if you're waking up and you missed the game yesterday, it's
Nobody
over.
No
the New England Patriots won. Here's quarterback Tom Brady and his speech. It was great.
Your father is here for the first time this year. Your mother, after an illness for 18 months, Galen, she's here tonight. You dedicated this game to her. She has got to be beyond herself right now.
Yeah, they're all happy, so it's nice to have everybody here, and it's going to be a great celebration tonight. So thank you to all our fans, everyone back in Boston, New England, we love you. You've been with us all year. We're bringing this sucker.
Yeah. You get caught up in the excitement of it all, right?
And I was there, Shirley. Oh, my goodness. You should have seen those Patriot fans, Steve. They were going crazy. I mean,
hell
they
yeah,
were just.
I would have, too.
They had the camera.
I was going crazy, and I wasn't a Patriot fan.
Yes. They had the camera on Giselle, Tom Brady's wife, and she was just shaking her head crazy. Her hair was everywhere. She was Instagramming herself. It was so cute. She was so excited.
Oh, it was crazy.
Yeah.
Excitement was there. And remember now, I was sitting on the Falcon side. It was just, heads were down.
But the first half, they were happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were.
It was just disbelief.
Yeah,
I actually thought they were going to win the game. I really did too.
Yeah.
The Falcons.
Yeah, I did too.
I was just sitting there going, wow, this is so cool. Hey, you know what?
Hmm.
If Monica, Mississippi Monica, could just get out of my face with her camera trying to build up her little damn following. She got 84 followers. Now I got to be all over the South. You know, she be asking you to do stuff. Mr. H, act like you're eating some catfish. You know, she wants stuff like that on her.
Oh, I'm looking at it right now.
Hold your chicken wings up so they can see we balling. Be quiet.
Well, that's good. And who made the fish tacos?
Ah,
were they good, Junior?
What? Were they good? I don't eat no type of fish.
You don't eat fish. Oh, you said you don't know what kind of fish it was.
I don't even know what kind of fish it was.
Oh, okay. Mm.
It was,
So what about halftime? Did you guys see Lady Gaga?
That was what I thought it was.
Yeah. Did we see her? Yeah, coming in from the rooftop.
Yes, girl, they opened.
She did everything you could do in one performance.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
She was on the roof. She came down, did some flips. Mm-hmm. She was singing. Mm-hmm. She got down. She played the piano. She danced. She worked the whole stage. And then she just jumped off something into a hole and was gone.
Yeah, she dropped the mic, though. Remember that? No, she dropped the mic first, yeah.
Caught a football that was thrown to her and then just jumped off the stage.
Wait a minute. Have you guys seen this meme on Instagram of Hillary in a Falcons jersey? And it says, when you think you have the win in the bag, she's holding up a football. Oh, that's wrong.
And it was crazy because when we were leaving the game, people kept shaking their heads saying, this feel like election night all over again. Yeah. This is a nightmare. I was like, what?
This wasn't bad election night.
I was like, that's what y'all compared it to? These Falcon fans.
Yeah, it was close, but it wasn't election.
It was close, though, huh?
5 points. Damn. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just, you know, but at the end of the day, like, it hasn't made me sick.
Mm-hmm.
I was hurt by it, but I refused to be sick because, you know, I don't let football games do that to me. No.
What did Shaq tell my cousin? What did Shaq tell my cousin after
I saw Shaq.
After they lost the NBA championship,
we get in
our phantoms and we drive to our mansions.
So we get over it.
Yes, life goes on.
Mm-hmm.
This show going on for me.
Yeah.
We're broadcasting live from the Caymans, waiting on the rest of the crew to get here. Tommy's supposed to be here tomorrow. Tommy's not here today. Tommy's having I don't know what you call it. What's wrong with him, Shirley? He always call you and Carla. What's wrong with
him? That's your nephew. I have
no idea. He ain't my nephew. He y'all boy. He buy y'all food on the road. What's wrong with Tommy?
Was he at the game, Carla?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, he wasn't at the game.
He got lost in the stadium last night.
Aw. Little Tommy.
I don't know.
But he wasn't at the game.
This 9-year-old boy. Please come find Section 101.
Tommy is an Amber Alert.
Oh, man.
Steve, he's not a
child. They got a picture of that ragged-ass Maserati. On bridges everywhere. I just started laughing, turned mine off. Atlanta dog.
Right. God, always come back
dog,
to that.
Right.
But congratulations to the New England Patriots, though.
Tom Brady has done it again.
Oh, he called the Patriots is cold. Belichick cold. You gotta give it to them boys.
Yes.
I just wanted Atlanta to win, but the Patriots, what they did was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. That kind of come from behind.
Yeah.
All right. Great players show up in great game.
But I was looking at the coach's face and he did not look promising for the Falcons.
Oh, Dan
he looked
Quinn.
Very distant. And you can't look like that and you're the leader of the team.
Mm.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. You want to let some of your frustration out, your joy out, whatever it is, if you want to talk about the game.
There's Patriot fans out there.
Uh-huh. I'm saying if you want to, hey.
They was nervous in the first half.
Yeah. 877-29-STEVE. Call us. Talk about the game. But first, Steve, introduce Miss Ann.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann.
Today.
You know he all in.
I said, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp. I didn't say
thank you, Steve. Thank
I'm sorry, Miss Ann. We so far
you.
Away.
No.
You know how
good
old
morning.
People talk on the phone?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Agnes, hey!
Agnes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I hear you. Good morning, everybody. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Okay, first, a federal appeals judge has refused to immediately reinstate the Trump administration's travel ban, opening the way for the arrival of travelers and refugees from 7 mostly Muslim countries today. The first arrivals are expected today. Meanwhile, the U.S. Justice Department has reportedly until 3 p.m. Eastern Time to make Trump's case. Vice President Pence tells Fox News Sunday that the way he sees it, the court overstepped its authority.
We don't appoint judges to our district courts to conduct foreign policy or to make decisions about our national security. Under statutory law and under the Constitution, that authority belongs to the President of the United States.
Well, Trump has tweeted, quote, some bad people are very happy, unquote. And the vice president says that Americans find the president's way of talking about the issue, by the way, refreshing. The president of the European Council, meanwhile, Donald Tusk, has added President Trump to the list of threats facing Europe. Tusk reportedly made that declaration in a letter to 27 European Union heads. According to CBS News, the EU official has put President Trump's name, on a list that includes China, Russia, radical Islam, war, and terror. Okay. And at last night's record-breaking Super Bowl 51 featured a patriotic Lady Gaga halftime show. She'd been asked not to get political. She was a Hillary supporter, so she didn't get political.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night when
but after that, it was all about the miraculous overtime comeback. The Patriots beating the Dirty Birds 34-28. What a comeback, 34-28, and this is the first ever Super Bowl to go into OT, the first one. Amazing. Now back to Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We got to start working on
He
our
has done it
right
again,
now.
Tom Brady.
It's just that I really wanted to be happy for Atlanta. I mean, you know, I'm a Cleveland boy in my heart, you know, because that's where I'm from.
Oh, we can't hear you, Steve.
My heart is heavy. How that sound?
Trailed off.
Was I too sad? Was I too low? I was too low. My bad. I just was really sad. I'm a Cleveland boy at heart, so, you know, imagine the bleeding that I've been doing. At least y'all didn't have something.
Well, you got the Cavaliers. I mean, they're the champs in basketball.
Yeah, LeBron.
You better hear them add somebody to that. We won't be in trouble.
All right, you want to go to the
phones? I
got that
one, though. I'm good. I'm going to last another 52 years.
You want to go to the phones and talk to the people about the game?
No, not really, but let's go.
877-29-STEVE. Call us if you want to talk about the game. Let's go to line one, Cat, and talk to Sean out of Georgia.
Sean?
Oh, it says Sean. Okay.
Hello?
What's your name?
Hello.
Hey, who is this?
Yeah, this is Danny.
Oh. All right, Danny, what's wrong, man?
Hey, take this out. Y'all talking about the football game, right?
Yeah.
Hey, listen at this up. I've been in Atlanta. Atlanta had the game. They had the game. When they messed around and got them four penalty call on New England field advantage, that would turn the game all the way around. Man, they had the Super Bowl, man.
You know something, man? I agree with you. They had three penalties on one drive, all of them after they stopped the third down play. Mm. All of them. And all three of them was holding calls. Yeah. Holding or pass interference.
Defensive holding.
But number 34, I was so mad at him that drive. But the game ain't number 34's fault. I don't want nobody to think I'm saying that because that ain't his fault. You know, they hold all the time in there. But, boy, that drive right there where they got them three penalties on third down. I mean third down, 19, 11, 4, all them penalties.
Man.
That led to their first touchdown, too.
Man, it was good.
Yeah. New England's first touchdown. Is that what you're saying, Junior?
Yeah.
After that
drive. That was their first sport on that.
Danny, you going to be all right?
Yeah, I'm good. We good.
Okay.
Oh, I know I'm good.
You sound a little
Falcons
sad.
Ain't helping me do nothing. I'm gonna be fine.
All right, let's go to line three. Take you, Dan. Thank you, Danny. Line three. Talk to Adam out of Pennsylvania.
Adam.
All right, let's go to line two. Speak to Nicholas out of D.C.
Nicholas.
You.
Yeah, man. What's going on?
What up, Steve?
Ain't nothing, man. What's happening with you? Talk to me about the game. What up?
I think the only thing good about that game was that catch. That catch when they thought he had hit the ground, the ball that hit the ground.
Yeah.
That was about it. I don't think they was out coached. I don't think anything about the only thing I do think is that the referees helped them.
Can't go with that, bro. I hear what you're saying. I don't think we can put this on the refs.
You think they won?
All the penalties I saw them call was legitimate penalties. Mm-hmm. I can't put that on the refs. The ones I saw, I didn't see any bad calls.
I
saw a missed call because they held a Falcon.
That face mask
that stopped the drive when they threw a penalty on the Falcons. They face masked that boy. Now, how they missed that, I don't know. Because most people, when they run in one way, Don't have them turn their head all the way around and look back. Most people I know don't run like that, especially pros.
Yeah.
Now, I had a partner named...
Come on with the day. Come on, fool.
Jimmy Donaldson. When Jimmy Donaldson ran, his head turned around because he was normally being chased. He could run looking back faster than anybody I knew. Head be all the way around, just be running full speed.
More of your phone calls. Jimmy last. When we come back, 877-29-STEVE. We'll be back at 18 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right.
Who fills out the employee reports now?
We have a human resource department. What are you talking about?
We're going to go back to the phones. 877-29-STEVE. We're talking about the game.
I need a number to human resources. Hey.
No.
You're getting too real on this reality radio show.
I don't even know the debauch. 877-29-STEVE.
Call us if you want to talk to Steve.
I'm hurting. Oh, I'm hurting. Oh, I'm a bird.
Let's go to the phones.
Oh, yeah, I'm so sad.
Monica.
So sad today.
Line three. Let's go to Adam out of Pennsylvania.
Adam.
Good morning, entire Steve Harvey crew behind the scenes as well.
Adam. What's up, Adam? Good.
What's your comment, man?
My comment is, well, first of all, I just disagree with you, Steve, on Brady being the best.
Okay.
I mean, Montana I still think is the best because today is a pass-happy league and the rules is a little different. So yeah. Montana got beat up a little more. They both can take regular players and turn them into superstars. Second, yeah.
It's debatable. I accept that. You don't have
I'll coach again, just like Belichick did. The Steelers, they outcoached them. And Atlanta should have kept up the pressure the way they beat up Aaron Rodgers. Disrupted them. They let down. They got comfortable, complacent.
Yep.
Yep.
I agree with that.
We have
all right, Adam. I mean, you're right. What do you
I don't care what nobody say. Tom Brady wouldn't took them out them balls at halftime. I'm starting the rumor. Come on, Atlanta. We got to have something to fight with when we talk to these Patriot fans.
All right, Adam. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Let's go to line seven and talk to Marlon out of Kentucky.
Marlon?
Good morning.
What's
lady,
up,
well,
Steve Jr.
Hurry.
Good.
What's my comment, Marlon? The coach of the Falcons, he said it wouldn't be one thing that he would change. Well, I agree with Steve with the three holding calls in a row that led to their first touchdown. I would change that. And the controversial call on if the ball was down on the completion, as I watched it in slow motion several times, it was a complete pass. It was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was. Oh, he caught the ball.
It was incredible how he managed to still focus on the ball and make sure it didn't hit the ground, but it went off a leg and off an arm, and right before it hit the ground, he had it. So, I mean, it was a good game. I'm not a fan of either team. I just like to see a good game.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was a good game.
It was
I'm from Cleveland. I show you pain. y'all just trying to deal with one hurt. Yeah. Y'all need to go on and get past this now.
You upset we still mad about the loss?
Yeah. I'm upset of you. Y'all don't even understand what pain is.
All right.
That's 52 years of pain.
We'll be
I'm
back.
Sick of this. So what? The damn game is over.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Shirley, for telling us.
Yeah.
Patriots fans are scared to call in.
Because it's so much hate right now.
I think they should call. Yeah, everybody call in. 877-29-STEVE.
They might as well. I'd call in and just be laughing at y'all.
You're so bad.
Ooh, where you at, boss?
And what baby? Commercials did you like?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Talk about
comment
that
on
too.
Football game and the commercials. No, there. They're the worst commercials ever.
Yeah. Except for one. When it's dark awesome. With us, I swear I barely see the light. Should I
stick it out? All right, let's go back to the phones. The people want to talk to you, Steve. Let's go to line six.
And if you've got a favorite commercial.
Yeah.
This is the worst year of commercials ever.
Let's go to line six, talk to Phoenix out of Illinois.
Phoenix.
Hey, Steve, how you doing, morning crew?
All right, what's your comment, Phoenix? Go ahead.
Yeah, comment on the game is that I told everybody at my church, I wanted Atlanta to win, but the only way they can win is they have to knock Tom Brady out of the game.
Yeah.
Atlanta got too relaxed. And unlike New England run the score up on you. They don't get relaxed. If they beat you by 100, they're going to beat you by 100.
Yeah.
And I just get tired of New England winning all the time. I want Atlanta to win, but I won my money. You don't knock Tom Brady out, you're going to lose the game.
You're right. I said that the last day. I said I want Atlanta to win, but I'm scared of Tom Brady.
Well, man.
I'm scared. That the dude greatest. Their words,
the greatest.
And it was sad, man, how I was watching the sideline change in the second half.
Yeah.
The coach of the Falcons told the story. I looked at his face. He looked peaked, as my daddy would say.
Mm.
That boy looking peaked.
A little sick, a little scared combination.
A little under the weather.
A little sick, a little scared.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. But hey, you know what? We were talking about commercials.
Okay.
And the two that we voted on were what?
Well, we love the Cam Newton commercial.
Oh, that was so funny. The Buick. Mm-hmm. Buick yes. commercial was great.
Okay.
And the Ford commercial. I love the Ford commercial, man. That was actually my favorite commercial.
All the situations they got there.
When that little boy got twisted up on that big wheel and got that helmet caught between the bike and the handlebars and couldn't get it out.
Put his head up.
But the little black boy was me. I was pulling my shirt off one time and couldn't get the shirt off. I damn near killed myself. I fell down some steps with a shirt over my head. I didn't know where I was.
Okay, so no one saw the Turkish Airlines commercial?
Well, see, I was at the game. Yeah, I didn't see any of the commercials.
Morgan Freeman.
Starring Morgan Freeman. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we saw that over.
Thank you. Yes.
I went to sleep.
That was my favorite. That was the best commercial.
The Morgan Freeman commercial?
Freeman, uh-huh. Yeah.
Who else had that? It was some commercials where I didn't understand why they spent the money.
Thank you. That was my favorite, though. I'm just saying. Okay, we'll be back. Don't hate.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Strawberry Letter subject, my husband is trifling, but I love him. I'll say it again.
My husband
is trifling, but I love him.
Okay.
That's the Strawberry Letter.
Trifling.
We got a trifling coworker. Y'all still love him? Where he at?
Who are you talking about? The nephew?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm going to just keep saying it. Listen to me, y'all. If y'all don't get nothing else from me, do not hire your family. The last comment we heard was, y'all think I ought to still try to make it?
What, to work, you mean?
Yeah.
All right, we're still taking your
phone calls.
To
the point where everybody just put their phones down.
877-29-STEVE.
See the thing about you, that with you, you remind me of a girl.
Hey, to my man Usher, who was a real ATL boy to his heart.
Yeah, he was at the game.
Condolences go out to Usher. Hang in there, man. You know, listen to me. Let me send some condolences to the state of Georgia and all y'all Falcon fans. Mm. This is from somebody from Cleveland, Ohio. Learn how to deal with it. Listen to me. It's going to be many more of these.
Deal with
you
the
have
loss.
Got to learn how to handle these defeats, man. Letting your stomach get sour, flipping all up and down. I am from Cleveland.
Oh, man.
We ain't won a damn thing. And all I kept hearing in the game last night, that little dude for the Falcons, the wide receiver.
Julio Jones? Kept talk,
no, not him, the other one.
Taylor Gabriel?
Taylor Gabriel. Cut by the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, we
oh,
got
yeah.
too much damn talent up there. We done cut Gabriel. He down there in the Super Bowl just clowned.
Yeah.
Then they had the center for the Falcons.
Mac, yeah, Mac.
Cut by the Cleveland Browns. We didn't need his ass. We had two Super Bowl players in the Browns. We done cut their ass. I'm so sick of Cleveland.
Yeah.
So, Falcon fans, take console in this.
Mm-hmm.
And you have not lived in the pain that I had. It's all right. The Hawks ain't never won one. But how long had the Hawks been around?
See, that's not helping, okay?
Yeah, I just keep saying it. These
people
help,
are helping. These people are hurting.
I'm just telling them, you ain't from
they heartbroken.
Yes.
But you got to get past this.
Mm. Oh, they had this. Steve, last night at the game, they had this big video presentation, y'all. Samuel Jackson, this whole big rise up, Dirty Bird. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Listen to me.
Well, it looked
all them parades we was finna have.
In Cleveland?
In Atlanta.
Oh, in Atlanta. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Mayor
back
Cassine,
at Cleveland.
You ain't got to spend all this money. Now, we spend a lot of money. Now, here the funniest thing I heard.
What?
Somebody said, because, you know, whoever win, they have on Super Bowl caps and Super Bowl T-shirts. Somebody said, what happened to all them T-shirts when you don't win the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
My boy said they send them to Africa.
Oh. Okay.
It's a little boy in Gazi land going to be running around ass naked with just a Falcon Championship Super Bowl T-shirt on.
You know that's all the way wrong on so
little
many.
Little thing though. Out and everything.
Steve.
Sitting in the creek with a Falcon.
2017.
A Falcon 2017 Super Bowl jersey. Because you don't never see them shirts when they don't win.
Mm-mm. No, you're
where
right.
Where do these shirts go?
Yeah.
And it ain't no need to throw them away because somebody need these shirts.
Yeah, they can use them.
So there ain't no other team where you can, like, you know, take off the A and be Lanton. You can't make it Lant. Lant Falcons. That ain't no team.
No.
So all these, they're going to send them over there to Swaziland somewhere.
So is that your way of helping the Falcon fans this morning? That's it. That's the silver line.
I think they feel
worse. Ain't no way to help y'all. The hurt is real.
Yes.
So all we can do is just understand that you ain't the only ones hurting Falcon fans. I love y'all, man.
Big old hug. Big old hug.
And, you know, ain't no hug going to help today.
Well, meanwhile, the
That'll help better than what you're saying right now.
I'm not really trying to help. I'm just trying to get you to understand what happened to you.
Get over it.
Yeah. You got to get past this here. Because I'm going to tell you right now the Falcons, the players, I feel for them because they're in pain like nobody else. The coach is kicking himself. Because we were talking about some of the big Super Bowl fiascos. And just the other year when the damn Seahawks was playing the Patriots, and was down there on the one with four doggone downs. And this fool, Pete Carroll, tells Wilson to throw the ball, and the Patriots intercepted it in the end zone.
From one,
From the one.
Instead of giving it to the beast mode.
To the beast mode.
Dog,
that got him there.
Ah, man. I understand why we was on the 20. Why we didn't run the ball 2-3 times, kick the field goal. We got a shot. That's it.
Who you talking about?
I'm talking about the Falcons. They had it on the 20. Remember when they got sacked? He got sacked and got backed up to the 50. They put him out of field goal range.
Yeah.
Ah, we had just.
But see, now, he got sacked so fast, he didn't even have time to throw it out of bounds. And they got mad. One of the commentators said, now, this is where Matty Ice got to be thinking. He can't take a sack.
He cannot take a sack.
But where the hell was he going to throw it, though? He had just stepped back.
Man.
That was a mistake.
Mm.
The fumble was horrible. So many.
So, Steve, y'all a lot of people, I'm on social media right now. Some of the Falcon fans, they're still talking about that play where did he catch that ball? What?
Oh, no, that was a catch.
No. He caught
the ball. Yeah, he caught it.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Let it go.
I watched it. He caught the ball. Well, what y'all quit talking about? Did he catch the ball?
Yeah. Okay.
You saw the instant replay from all sides. The ball never touched the ground. That red sticky glove was under the ball. It was great defense by the Falcons. The Falcons played deep. He got a lucky bounce, and he stayed focused, and he caught the ball. But the Falcons had played great deep. They had three balls. The Falcons played a great game for the first half. And then I think after that, man, I think the three holdings, the three penalties on the first drive that kept that drive, and it was over with on the third down three times, and they kept getting extended to play. You cannot
first downs. Yep.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Boy, Solange Knowles, she did her thing. She performed during the Super Bowl fest.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
Good for her. Love that song. What is it, Junior?
Crazy in the Sky is what I get.
Cranes.
All right. Well, it's that time. Y'all sit back, relax. It's time for the strawberry letter.
Yes, it is, sir. Subject, I love this subject. My husband is trifling, but I love him. One more time. My husband is trifling, but I love him. Mm. Aw. Okay. Makes you feel all warm and fuzzy. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 10 years. The first year was good, but it has been rocky since. We've been through affairs, missing money, and him hanging with friends without calling, sometimes till 4 a.m. We have never set goals and barely talk to each other. When we do talk, he doesn't look me in my eyes, or he just won't respond. Our finances suck. I have to pay for almost everything. I tried to make him share the responsibility, but that led to utilities being cut off, car repo, and foreclosure. He also doesn't buy me gifts or compliment me. He barely spends time with our children. If he is home, he is sleeping or watching TV. Prior to getting married, I finished grad school, owned a house, car, and rental property, had investments, and started my own business. Unfortunately, I have lost all of this, including my good credit. He has not finished college. We went to counseling after the first affair, but now we can't afford it. Friends and family tell me to leave, but I have lived by Matthew 18, 21 to 22, forgive 70 times 7. Overall, he's a good guy. Everybody likes him, and I still love him. He says he loves me, but I don't see it or feel it. When is enough enough? Please help. Enough is enough when you feel the need to write Steve and I about your problems. It's way more than enough, okay? Enough is enough when he's doing all this stuff to you and his family. And let me say this. You mentioned in the letter he's a good guy. He's not a good guy, okay? Good guys don't do this to their wives and family, cheating, lying, stealing, not talking to you and the kids. Come on now. Good guys don't do that. You're delusional. Stop making excuses for this man. He's a loser, and you need to stop letting him bring you down. That's what you're doing. Look at where you were in life before you met this guy. All right? He's just not worth you losing everything over. I mean, and think about your worth. Aren't you worth much more than this? Don't you deserve better? You know, where's your self-esteem to let him bring you down like this? You've worked so hard. You know, and you have to set some sort of example for your children. Don't let them just see this man do all this stuff to you. Don't allow this. You can still forgive him. I'm with forgiveness all day long. You can still forgive him, but you still have to move on with your life and not put up with this foolishness. What do you mean he stays out with his friends and doesn't call until 4 in the morning? Come on now. No decent married man would do that to you. Don't allow him to do that. You're just letting him walk all over you. You got to grow. I'll just say get a backbone. How about that? Get a backbone. Stand up for yourself. Come on now. He doesn't buy you gifts. He doesn't compliment you. I mean, so you feel like crap, you know, when you're around him because of all this stuff. You're in a bad marriage. You are in a bad marriage. And I use the word marriage loosely in this situation because you're doing everything. He's not doing anything and reaping all the benefits. That's all I have to say. Get out and run as fast as you can from this situation, you know, and build a life for yourself and these children. You've done it before. You can do it again. You just don't need anyone in your life that's going to bring you down. Steve? Okay.
Well, let me just do this a little bit differently today. I'm going to go through this line by line for her. Mm-hmm. Obviously, everybody else out there going to see exactly what we see, so I ain't going to surprise nobody. Right. I've been married for 10 years. The first year was good, but it's been rocky ever since. That means 9 years of what I'm about to read you. We've been through affairs. Mm. Not one, affairs with an S. Yeah. Missing money. That's because of the affairs. Money gonna be missing. Garden tools are expensive. They cost money.
Clever way of putting that.
Yeah. That's what it is.
They cost money. Cause they garden tools. And him hanging with friends without calling. The friends was the garden tools. Sometimes till 4 a.m. Hmm. Garden tools is up that time of night. See, those of you working ladies and out there making a way and raising kids, you're in the bed at 4 or you're getting up at 4.
Yes, sir.
But you stay out with garden tools till 4 a.m. We have never set goals and barely talk to each other. He can't set goals with you. He is with them garden tools.
He can't set goals.
When we do talk, he doesn't look me in my eye. Because he been out with the garden tools.
Okay.
And that look is going to be in your eye. And when you talk to him, he just won't respond. Our finances suck. It's because of these garden tools. Garden tools cost money. You got to buy gas, hotel rooms. I have to pay for almost everything because he ain't got no money. I tried to make him share the responsibility, but that led to utilities being off, cut off, car repoed, and a foreclosure. He doesn't buy me gifts, one more time, because of who?
Garden too.
Or he doesn't compliment me because he done used them all up on them skanches. He barely spends time with our children. This trifling lowlife ass.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah,
man. Now the God twos is all over there with the kids now. If he is home, he sleep or watch a TV. He tired. Didn't you just say he out to 4 o'clock in the morning? With them scallywags and skanches. Out all night with them witches. You smell it like them witches. I'll come back.
He trifling.
She said he was. She knows he's trifling.
Oh, this dude trifling right here. And then at the end, she say, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
No. What? No.
What letter you read?
You're delusional. Okay.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're in the middle of the strawberry letters subject. My husband is trifling, but I love him. I love him. We'll get to part two of Steve's response right after this.
The Falcons lost.
All right, Steve. Oh, let's finish up this strawberry letter. My husband is trifling, but I love him.
You know, she's talking about all this stuff that this man ain't doing. Fast, the missing money, told him he hang with friends without calling, sometimes at 4 a.m. We never set goals. We barely talk. When we do talk, he don't look me in the eyes. Or he just won't respond. Our finances suck. I have to pay for almost everything. I tried to make him share the responsibility. That led to the utilities being cut off. Car repo, foreclosure. He doesn't buy me gifts or compliments me. He barely spends time with our children. If he is home, he's asleep or watching TV. Now, listen to this. Prior to getting married, I finished grad school. I owned a house, a car, rental property, had investments, and started my own business. Unfortunately, I have lost all of this, including my good college, my good credit. He has not finished college. Okay, now I resent that.
Wait, what? You stopped the letter
for that? I resent that because I didn't finish college. That's the only part in this letter that hurt me. All right, we went to counseling after the first affair.
You're stupid.
But now we can't afford it. You know why? Because he keep having them. Friends and family tell me to leave him, but I have lived by Matthew 18, 21, 22. Forgive 70 times 70. You ain't Jesus.
Mm.
You are not the Lord. Jesus said, forgive 70 times 70. But he also said, there is none perfect. No, not one. So I do twice. That's all I got for you.
Forgive.
Yeah, I do twice.
One times two times one.
Yeah, I do two. One times two. I forgive you twice, and after that, I ain't got nothing for you. Now, that's 70 times 70. I think, is that, I don't know what that, that's for people that stay in the Bible. I live a lot of my life outside of it.
Yeah, she's got a twist.
Sorry.
She's got a twist.
Overall, he's a good guy. What? No. Did you write this letter? Where in here did you say good guy? Everybody likes him because they ain't living with him.
Or married.
And I still love him. Why? He says he loves me, but I don't see it or feel it. That's because he don't.
Love yourself.
He love them garden tools.
She doesn't love herself.
These garden tools ain't loyal.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we have some wonderful callers who've been holding for a minute. We're going to get to them right after this. Call us what you tell us what you think about the game, the commercials, all of that yesterday. 877-29-STEVE.
Ooh, they straight out of Boston.
Ow! Okay. Thank you for holding, guys. And you can call us 877-29-STEVE. Let us know what you thought about the game and the commercials, all of that. Let's go to line 7 and talk to T out of Tennessee.
Hey, T out of Tennessee.
Hey, Steve. Good morning, morning crew.
Hey, girl.
Hey, T.
Morning, T.
What's your opinion?
Steve, I wanted to just tell you this. I ride and die with you. I love me some Steve Harvey and his morning crew. But when it came to the game, I had to separate myself for a minute. I was so disappointed you was rooting for Atlanta Falcons. So while I partied myself, and I wrote a little song, and it goes a little something like this. Mm-hmm. Here's the story of a man named Brady who had some haters all of his own. There was a group of several people that gathered on their own. They say you're a deflator and you a cheater, and they will never, ever, ever be a believer. So this is the story of a man named Brady who has it all ago. That's how we won the Super Bowl.
The song. All right,
song.
T.
I don't like the song, T.
Hey, baby.
I liked it, T. I liked it.
Me too.
T.
Yes.
T, don't call him no more.
It was cute, T. It was cute,
no,
girl.
It wasn't cute, sure.
It was cute. Brady, get it? Brady Bunch, yeah. Brady Tom, Brady. Cute.
All right, we got all that. It still wasn't cute. Nah.
Thank you, T. All right, let's go to line 3 and talk to Sheila out of Georgia.
Sheila?
Yes, hello. Good morning.
Hang in there, baby.
I am so hurt. I am so disappointed.
I can hear it in your voice.
I can't even hardly sleep. I got to work early, sitting in the parking lot 30 minutes. I was getting ready to take off for the parade. I'm just so hurt. Mm-hmm.
Did you throw up listening to this lady's song just now?
I, you know, I really just wanted to tune that out. I still don't like Brady. But we have T-shirts on the way. My boy can't even watch football, and he's like, he's so hurt. He didn't know why he was hurt. And I told him, well, you know, we can keep the shirt. We're just going to have to say, put almost on there. Atlanta Falcons almost Super Bowl champs.
Pencil that in.
Put a pin in that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tommy did the same thing, you know, because he's stupid.
He did but what?
Remember he bought all in Miami T-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the year the Heat lost the NBA championship. Yeah.
Oh, to the Spurs.
I remember that.
Years. Yeah.
2012 or something. Okay. Thank you, Sheila. Line four. Let's go to Melinda out of Illinois.
Melinda?
Hey, hey, y'all. Hey.
All right. Patriots.
I love
hey,
it.
Hey, Melinda.
I knew England in the house.
I knew it.
See, don't be hating. Don't be getting mad at me and hating, okay? Now, you stop okay. that. Because, see, let me tell you what happened. This is what happened. Anybody believe in Jesus? I don't know who Tom Brady served, but the man went through a lot of trials and tribulations. And, see, God gave him grace and mercy on that field because there is no way we should have won a game. But when God is on that field, can't nobody block it. Bam, bam, bam. Ugh. Nah, stop hating, okay? Because Jesus ain't that.
Yeah, Jesus ain't had nothing to do with
this. Nothing to do with that.
Jesus was Matt Ryan God, too.
Yeah. People kill me with that.
Oh, wow, Melinda.
They did everything to him, and he came out there and showed them, shut the hell up. That's why they booed that man. They booed him. Get on off stage and Roger everything Goodell. Else. You don't take no credit for nothing.
No, no, baby, listen to me. They booed Roger Goodell.
Yeah, that's who they booed.
You see how he said a few words and let me get out of here because they're going to end up throwing cans at me and everything else. But leave me alone. Deserved that trophy. But I wish the Falcons would have won because I like that quarterback. He did a good job. He deserves some credit, but he got MVP. So that's all. He's on to his matching, getting his car, and going on up the hill to one of them matches. Ain't nobody gonna worry about that.
Melinda, you tripping.
They get in their Phantoms and drive to their mansions, win or lose. Thank you, girl. Let's go to line one and talk to Bonnie out of South Carolina.
Bonnie?
Yes.
Falcons fan. Let's see.
What's your comment, darling?
Good morning to all.
Hey,
first, I'd like to say that I agree that there were some problematic calls in the game. However, I think Atlanta's inconsistency also helped them lose because they left from what they were winning. When they first started out, the defense was playing man-to-man, and they was playing strong. And the Patriots couldn't do anything. They were shutting down Brady. They were shutting down the run. They were shutting down the passes. But in the second half, right before the end of the second quarter, they changed and started playing zone, which allowed Brady time to think and to get the ball off. When they went in the locker room at halftime, they should have regrouped and looked at what got them where they were. Instead, they came back playing the same old zone, giving Brady time, and they lost. I don't know why they didn't stick with
it. I will say this to you. Let me say this. They went into the locker room. They were winning.
Right.
They came back out, and they did the same thing that had them winning. The problem was New England went in there and made several adjustments.
Yeah.
True.
That's true.
Fourth quarter came. After sitting up in their stands, the Falcons didn't make any more adjustments. They did the exact same thing.
But see, they started playing zone. Zone gave Brady time. When they were playing man-to-man, Brady, they were in Brady's space. When he was allowed to get a pass off, with the person that caught the ball, they stopped him right there. They couldn't get anywhere. But when they started playing zone, I mean, it was like, I told my husband, I said, this is over with. They can't win with this.
What does that mean?
Zone, man-to-man coverage.
Zone,
Shirley, defense. Don't worry about that.
I know. I'm just like, well, it's too deep for me right now.
That's all zone defense. Okay. You don't really own a man. You just own an area. On the
floor. Okay. Thank you, Bonnie.
This lady hurt, though.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, she is. You have to explain it to me, Junior. I mean, I love football, too, but I didn't know all
I
that.
I know, that was too deep for me. I was like, what?
I just know good game when I see it.
All I know is Tom Brady went in that locker room and deflated them balls. I don't care what nobody said. That's why you, that's the only way you can come back from 25 down. He took 5 to 10 pounds of pressure out them balls.
All right, now, the nephew isn't here, so we won't be doing weekend confessions. So we'll
more
just take
game.
More of your phone calls. Yeah, let us know what you think about the game. And about the commercials, all of that. 877-29-STEVE, 877-29-STEVE.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Woo! Back to the phones we go. Line 8, Jeff out of Texas.
Jeff.
Okay, let's go to line 1, Stephanie out of Texas.
Stephanie. There we go. Good morning, everybody.
Morning, Stephanie.
Hey, Steph, what's up, girl?
Hi. I just want to give my little 2 cents on the game. That was a good game, and I was going for the Falcons. I am not a Brady fan, but if that boy can come back and get that win, he deserves it. Yep. He deserves it, but you have to give Freeman, Jones, Ryan, them boys, they played ball. They had some good plays. That Jones had some catches, man. I was like, go, boy. You go, boy. But if Brady came back to get it, got to give him his credit, man.
I mean, that's why I say you got to give him man credit. You can say what you want to. Tom Brady is the football equivalent to Larry Bird.
Yeah,
he was from Boston. Oh, man, they hated Larry Bird. Lord have mercy, you couldn't do nothing with him. Nothing with him if you wanted to. Tom Brady is in that category, man. He's just
he's the greatest.
He balled him. The quarterback touched the ball every play. Every single play.
And can I just say, since Stephanie mentioned Freeman, Morgan Freeman had a great commercial. I don't know if you saw it yesterday. But it was fabulous, and he looked very sexy. Thank you.
And what was it again, Shirley?
It was Turkish Airlines.
Where ain't nobody going.
Oh, that's not the point, Steve.
Don't nobody give a damn about Turkey.
Why do you hate on Morgan Freeman? Don't do
it's
that.
It's not Morgan Freeman. I don't care. You know, why do you love him so much? What are we going? Ain't nobody going to Turkey. That's why they put him on a commercial.
Don't forget about the travel ban.
And if you do go to Turkey, your ass might not make it back.
That's the real issue.
That was my favorite commercial.
Thank you.
You said that 500 times.
Uh-huh. And Raleigh Mohammed was over there with us in, my boy Raleigh. Raleigh Mohammed was with us over in the Philippines. Hold on a minute. Mm-hmm. And the travel ban hit. I told him, I said, hey, man. You probably ain't gonna be able to get back in.
You just told him like that, Steve.
Yeah, I just told him, hey man, you need to make some calls because your ass might not be able to get back in.
And you boarded your flight.
Let's go to line 4 and talk to Kevin.
Yeah, I went on again. I'm Steve Harvey. I'm getting on the plane.
Yeah, nothing threatening
Steve
about that.
Steve Harvey, everything. I got global entry. I'm gonna get in.
Line 4, Kevin.
Yes. Morning.
Yeah, there he
Norman.
Is, Steve. Kevin.
How y'all doing today?
Yeah, what's going on, man? What's your comment?
Man, I'm telling you one thing. I'm a New Orleans Saints fan for one. So the 33rd and the New Orleans Saints have a personal, you know, little rivalry going on, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we're sitting down at the game in New Orleans watching it on a big old projector screen with the family and the friends, right?
Yeah.
Watching the game, and we're looking at how the Falcons looking real good. They're beating out on the Patriots pretty good, you know. And then at the end of the game, once they lost the game, right, all my brothers got together. We're like, man, what's the difference between a dirty cub and a dirty bird?
A dirty what?
Cub.
A dirty tub and a dirty bird. Oh,
dirty a dirty tub or cub?
Tub, like a bathtub. After you get real stanky and funky, to get real clean.
Yeah. Okay. What's the difference between a dirty tub and a dirty bird? What's the difference?
Yes, sir. The dirty tub got a ring. The Falcons took it there trying to do their thing.
Oh, they got a ring. The dirty tub has a ring. Oh. Oh. Oh, that's cold.
Okay. Thank you, Kevin. Line 8, Jeff out of Texas.
Hey, how's it going, Steve?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, man, hey. What about the Patriots, man?
Yeah, what about them, boy?
Hey, I'm like this, man. I'm,
I'm a Tom Brady fan. You know, everybody throwing salt and pepper on his name, but this dude, I mean, like, they need to sit back and let the man do his thing. Just you watching a quarterback go from greatness to legendary right there in front of you last night.
Yeah, he did. He did.
And, you know, what happened was, I think that, you know, the Atlanta Falcons, they had too many bandwagon jumpers. So, at the end, they couldn't carry all y'all laws, man. Couldn't carry you. Couldn't carry all the rappers that's running around here talking about all the ATL representing. Like, there's too many people. And that band, that, you know, the wagon got a little too heavy, kicked over, you know.
Oh, that's cold.
Well, you know, to counter that, the only reason you on the bandwagon because they done been seven times.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get on a bandwagon for somebody just make it one time. You just hoping they won. I was hoping like hell Atlanta won. Y'all won. Everything you saying about Tom Brady's cool and everything, but you ain't got to call him no damn man.
Where he from, huh?
Who?
The dude
from
right here.
Texas.
I don't care.
He's from Texas.
You ain't never been to Boston.
Hello.
I just like great players, man. I mean, everybody. I just like Tom Brady. I like Joe Montana. I mean, this dude, he done surpassed all of them.
I believe that.
Hey,
dog, I think that Tom Brady is great myself.
Yes.
I wanted Atlanta to win, but I was afraid of Tom Brady
and
them damn Patriots because they finds a way. But me and my boy said at halftime, hey, man, we need two more touchdowns.
Right. That was too much time for Tom.
Too much.
I didn't feel good, man. Then when the Patriots, that first three and out, but that drive where they came down, they got them three holding calls and two on a pass interference. Now one of the holes on the little dude that went across the middle and his gloves was on his arm. That wasn't a hole.
No, that wasn't.
That was just football. But the rest of them, number 34, that's all he was doing. Yeah, he back to back holding. He was really playing tackle.
Let me just say this.
What?
If you ain't from Boston, don't call in here rooting for Boston. This here show based in Atlanta.
You can't tell.
You ain't never ate no clam chowder. You don't even have no lobsters. You ain't been down to Maine.
Yeah.
You don't even go by the Kennedy Center. You ain't even up there. You don't know nothing about Boston.
Can't tell us what the Tea Party was about.
Okay.
Nothing.
Well, we love New Edition. That's all
we
know.
They're
about
from
Boston.
That's all we know.
Well, they probably
Mark climb. Wahlberg is from Boston.
Yeah. Wow. Mark Wahlberg.
Ben Affleck, Matt Damon.
Mm-hmm. Matt Damon, Holiday.
Oh, Boston, a great city. You know, they strong up there. I ain't mad. That football team is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, they won. Oh, they won. Congratulations.
Y'all think y'all sick. The Falcon players?
I know they.
Yeah.
The nightmare.
They in a pain that's unbelievable because they had it. What can you say?
All right.
This is all I'm doing is discussing it because I really don't give a damn.
Get in your Phantom and drive to your mansion. To the
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yes, it is. All right. We've been going to the phones all morning. People want
I'm so tired of this phone call.
Talk about, you're tired of it? They want to talk about the game. They want to get it
out. I'm all with it, though.
Yeah. All right. 877-29-STEVE.
But y'all handling this wrong. Just letting you know, I'm from Cleveland. I can tell you how to get through this.
Oh, the Falcons
fans.
Yeah, y'all on one hurt.
You've a lifetime.
I've been in pain 52 years. In the light of the sun, I was dazed.
Oh, the Falcons fans are waking up. Yes, they are, after all that partying last night. Let's go to line
Falcon
one.
Falcon fans?
Yes, partying? They're waking up. I mean the Patriots fans.
Yeah.
Line one, Quora out of Tennessee.
Yeah, let's go.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Quora.
Hey. How y'all doing this morning?
No, we fine, baby. We fine. This is almost over with. I'm going to just go and teach Atlanta Falcons how to deal with this. I'm from Cleveland. I can help you through it. Go ahead. I'm going to just start counseling people. What can I do for you, Cole?
I'm just first, Steve. I want to say Miss T, the one with the song, the Brady song, mm-hmm. I loved it. I loved
what?
It. Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
It was
a beautiful Brady song.
Man. It's a very beautiful song, Steve. Didn't you love it?
Yes, I loved it, too. Yes. Yes, I loved it, too.
I'm going to say this. At the end of the day, minus the deflated balls, everything that everybody's trying to say, You have to give Tom Brady his props. He is a great quarterback.
He is the greatest. Yeah, thank you for calling. Let's go. Next
line
phone call.
Line two, Jay out of Georgia.
Hey, Jay.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Jay, what's going on? What's your opinion, man?
Uncle Steve, I'm from Atlanta. I live in Atlanta, but I'm from New Orleans. So we wasn't going for him anyway. So I woke up this morning. I fried me some Steve Harvey bacon. I made me a BLT. I'm riding around Atlanta looking for them Rise Up flags and laughing at all of them.
Oh, that's cold.
God.
Yep, thank you, man. That's one way to get over it. Don't care about it. Thank you very much. Next call, Shirley.
Line three, LaShawn.
This is counseling people who don't know how to lose.
Line three, Terrence out of Georgia.
Terrence, what can I do for you, Terrence?
What's going on, Steve, man? I'm from Georgia, and it hurt me when I saw that comeback starting to come. And then I started to feel a salon was swinging in my ear, making me feel like cranes in the sky.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something, man. Get over it.
Yeah.
That's your
health.
Get
past it. Get past and start getting past it now. Because it ain't going to change. New England Patriots are Super Bowl champs for a plethora of reasons. And not one of them is your damn fault. Let's get past.
All right, thank you. Let's go to line three and talk to Terrence out of Georgia.
Terrence?
Oh, let's go to line four. I'm sorry, that was Terrence. Line four, LaShawn out of Virginia.
LaShawn?
Good morning, Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, we good. What's your comment, baby?
Well, first and foremost, let me say, I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan for life. Let's get that out the
way. Well, y'all's ass ain't in it, so what else you got to say? Y'all season been over. The Cowboys is at the house with the Browns. What could I do for you?
It was a good game last night. I was all in my feelings. I did want Atlanta to win, but they didn't. I don't want to concede that Tom Brady is the best quarterback. I don't want to concede that New England is the best team. I don't like them. I hate them. I'm in my feelings. And, yes, I'm being petty.
Now listen to this.
Alcohol last night.
That good. Now, you don't want to give Tom Brady being the best quarterback in the league. He is. You don't want to give New England credit for being Super Bowl champions. They are. Y'all don't want Donald Trump to be your president. He's not my president, but he is the 45th president of the United States. You see what all we got to get over? At least the Patriots ain't got a damn ban on travel. Get over it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we have all these phone calls. People want to get it out. They want to talk.
And I've decided I'm turning these phone calls into counseling.
Therapy sessions.
Because a lot of y'all don't know how to take this loss.
I'm
from Cleveland. Uh-huh. You need to talk to somebody that's been losing his whole damn life. Two of the players that's on the Falcons team doing the Super Bowl, every time that little dude number 18 made a catch, he was cut by the Cleveland Browns. Like, we got too much damn talent. Being the center, he got cut by Cleveland.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right. But who did we keep? Johnny Manziel.
We'll take more of your phone calls after this.
Does he still play? Johnny, no.
No, he on the run.
He's on the run. He's a fugitive? Don't you ever call me messy again in life, Steve Harvey.
He's so messy.
Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to line one and talk to Herb out of Pennsylvania.
Mm-mm. I'm doing counseling for calls because obviously a lot of you people don't know how to handle this loss the right way. I'm from Cleveland. Let me help.
Herb is his name, Steve.
Herb.
I love it.
Yes, what's your comment, Herb?
Yeah, you know, I listen to you on the show, you know, and I appreciate everybody out there, you know. But, you know, it's hard to have faith in New England because, you know, these guys here have been caught cheating more than once. And I say this here. If your wife or your husband got caught cheating, it's hard to have faith in them again. And I do say this here.
Trust.
If you can ban Pete Rose for baseball, for life, for gambling, cheating and gambling go hand in hand. You should ban these guys for life. And it goes all the way up to the owner.
Thank you for calling. That's a totally unacceptable and irrational path of thinking. We will no longer be accepting this type of thought process. What the hell that got to do with the damn game last night? The balls was fine. Ain't nobody have a copy of the playbook. So what? They damn cheated. Do y'all know who your president is? I don't know how you ain't accepting other patriots, and Donald Trump is our president. Do you understand me, man? We got a ban on travel. He doing everything he said he gonna do. Let's get a grip on this right here. The New England Patriots is the champs. Now, I can help you with this. Stop all this. They cheated and should be banned for life. They not.
Huh?
They not.
They not banned for life.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, they finna get some rings made.
Not rings.
Rings.
Now, here's the upside to this whole thing.
What is it?
All them Atlanta Falcons Super Bowl T-shirts. Some little half-naked boys in Tanzania are going to be running around with them on.
I hate you.
They ain't going to have on no drawers, no pants, no shorts, no shoes. But they're going to have on some Atlanta Falcon 2017 World Championship T-shirt. The rest of them going to go to Romania, and they're going to some to Turkey. And it's going to be, and some of them going to go down to Ecuador. Because they let a lot of inmates wear stuff like that. Because if you ever look at them old third world country prison, they have on stuff you didn't even know they had.
Speaking of
Turkey. I saw a Jesus Christ Superstar T-shirt.
In a prison?
Yeah.
Speaking of Turkey, Morgan Freeman's Turkish Airlines commercial. Yay! We'll be back to close out the show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
That's right. Okay, we'll be back with just one more thing after this.
I got time.
All right. Oh, just one more thing. All
what,
right, you want to take
Patriots?
Yeah.
Our world champs.
One more call before we get out
All
of
right,
here.
Let's go. I know these counseling calls. Yeah, let's go.
All right, let's go to line three and talk to Dana out of North Carolina.
Hey, Dana.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? What's your comment?
I'm doing great. The ultimate therapy for the Falcons fan would be to drive down 85 and take a Carolina fan to lunch.
Okay.
Drive up 85 and take a Carolina fan to lunch. That's real nice, baby.
That's really good.
Is it a man you're trying to talk to, a Falcon fan, man?
I'm actually a Panthers fan.
But the guy you trying to
well,
get
Cam in. Had a great commercial yesterday.
Oh yeah, he did, and so did Morgan Freeman. But Cam did too. Yeah,
what
Cam
she did. Say? Well, Morgan
yes.
Freeman one more time.
I don't know how you guys don't see it, but anyway, yeah, we loved Cam Newton's commercial. It was good.
But Morgan don't know you, Shirley.
He can.
Hey,
just listen to the show. I'm his biggest fan. All right, Dana, thank you. Let's go to line four and talk to Markeisha out of D.C.
Markeisha.
Hey, Shirley and Carla. Oh, my goodness. I love you guys so much.
So sweet. Aww, we love you too, Markeisha.
Markeisha. Hey, and hi, Steve.
Hi. You too, Walona.
Oh, God.
Is her name Walona?
Her name Markeisha.
Markeisha.
No, because, see, I'm going to have to work with him soon. He doesn't know this, but I'm telling you, so I'm sorry. I just got to say this. Me, personally, I feel like the Falcons, they just got too comfortable. Just like a relationship, they got in and they got comfortable. That's just my opinion. Uh-huh. But the icing on the cake was that 4 years of bad hair commercial. People say they didn't see it. The 4 years of bad hair commercial?
What? We don't.
Yeah, Head and Shoulders?
Yeah, they said, no, it was called Tin Hair Care. No one saw it.
Oh, are you talking about the Super Bowl commercial?
Yeah, 4 years of bad hair.
Oh.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was Morgan Freeman in that?
That's all Shirley care about if Morgan Freeman was in commercial, girl.
I didn't see it if he wasn't in it.
You know, let me teach y'all a little something about making phone calls on radio stations. Try to connect your information to something. Don't just call in here and have random ass thoughts. Just out here just...
Steve, you're supposed to be helping them. This is a therapy call. You're supposed to be helping.
No, I'm going to give her therapy. Because you just in here talking about the Falcons and then it went over and then it's 4 years of bad hair.
Huh?
Where did that come from?
I don't know.
You didn't. You got to say, and then, you know, my favorite commercial was the one about 4 years of bad hair. Then we can stay with you.
Right.
Don't call in here tripping us out. People trying to get through this thing.
Yeah, we do that
enough.
Calling
here tripping.
We trip enough on this show.
I need some LSD to listen to this damn phone call.
But it started off so well. Hey, Shirley and Carla. I love that part. Oh, yeah, and hey, Steve. I love that part. I'm just saying.
That ain't bothering me at all. I like crazy people. We got time for one more?
Yes, we do. Line 5, Keith out of Alabama.
Keith, what's up, man?
You got to be kidding me. I done got on the radio with Steve. This is my Super Bowl.
Come on, man. Aww.
Okay. But anyway, yeah, man, I love y'all, though, bro. You don't know, brother, been about 50,000 million phone calls I done made. Never got to the show, but I love you, man. Anyway, let me stop wasting time. I feel like the craziest part of the game was when your boy knew they needed a field goal so he didn't have to go to overtime, and he ran it out. They didn't even run it out fast, Steve. He just ran it out.
Man.
That was crazy. No urgency. But anyway, other than that, thank you for going to see Donald Trump, man. Because if you wouldn't have gone, they probably would have said you were scared. You represent the hood, Steve. Keep it going, man.
All the time.
Come on, Steve. Keith just went 100 on it.
Hey, y'all,
let me tell you something. You better believe I do. And like I said last time, I say, in the words of the Temptation, I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. Sitting up in here because you ignorant and don't know. Let me stop.
Yeah. Yeah, please. Just chest bump them. Keep them moving.
Yeah, chest bump them.
Yeah.
Like that Cam.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, knock them down.
Poor little babies.
They were trying to give it to him, though.
That daddy said, if that's a Buick, my son Cam knew.
I love that commercial.
14!
We have time for one more. Line
one little boy waved his hands, and then he saw Cam Newton. He said, He threw that ball so hard, man. That little boy, I'm open. He saw it was Cam Newton. He said, no, hell. Throw me this damn ball. Boy, that commercial was good.
It was really good. That
one more call, Sean?
Yeah, let's go to line 8 and talk to Lisa out of North Carolina.
We got to go quick. Lisa, what's your comment, darling?
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Shirley, and the morning crew. Steve, first of all, let me just tell you real quick. Last night, my husband's from Georgia. I'm from Detroit. I'm not too much into football, but he's a diehard Falcons fan. He's sitting on the recliner, hands going up, cheering. Only thing missing was his pom-poms. When they got to the second half, when he saw the Falcons was not going to be able to pull it through, we had company in the house. He turned the TV to Law & Order and went to bed.
He said, I ain't from Disney Hill.
Steve, I got to tell you this here, but I got to leave you with this. Because Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Because, Steve, I have to take you back to 2011.
We got to go, babe.
Yeah.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.